You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Here on the program, Tom Lark, who's coming to us all the way from Tamaki Makaurau. We're talking to him about his new album, Moonlight Hotel. Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
Good morning, Zach. Good.
Nice. Yeah, I'm good. Pretty chill.
It's pretty rainy here this morning, and I think there's a lot of chatter about that up here.
Oh, actually, I did see there's like a heavy rain forecast for multiple parts of the North Island, as well as like the top of the South Island at the moment. So I hope it's not a repeat of the Auckland floods. We don't want that to happen.
We do not.
No. Where were you when the Auckland floods happened?
I was in town, and it was wild. I was in a famous Auckland location, Verona, the bar. Verona.
Oh, yeah? Good spot? Kind of bouge?
Yeah. Made famous by an LMNOP song.
Oh.
I remember. Anyway, I was sitting in there and having a beer with my friend, and the rain just came pouring in through the kitchen.
Mm.
It was just like landing on top of... Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want that to happen again. We had a tiny flood situation last year. It wasn't very fun. We were talking about Stephen King very briefly before, because you said you read that Stephen King got up early and you wanted to try to start getting up early. And I want to know, have you seen or heard of Maximum Overdrive, the Stephen King project?
I've heard of it, but I'm not familiar with it.
So it's in a world where like all appliances and anything with an electric pulse gains sentience, and so they start killing humans. And so you just get like cars gonna kill their drivers, and like electronic bread knives turn alive. They start trying to kill people.
Whoa.
yeah, it's a funny time,
man. That sounds good.
It's the movie is insane. I highly recommend you check out the film. I saw on your Instagram last year, I saw that you traveled to the UK last year on your Instagram. How was that trip?
It was good. It was super fun. It was my first time in the UK, and my family, many generations back, came from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to go and just sort of see what it's like. And there was like a weird moment for me where I was like, oh, whoa, this is like why New Zealand is like it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Like, do you mean like in terms of you know, people or like the environment?
Yeah, both. Mm. Like, it's the furthest point you can get from New Zealand, and it's got some of the same trees.
Yeah.
And like, there's elements of the humor that are the same.
Yep.
And, it was kind of like, answered a lot of subconscious questions that maybe I was asking.
Mm.
Yeah.
The old country, eh? It's a blessing and a curse, eh? Now, the sound on this new album, Moonlight Hotel, I want to touch on that very briefly. It's subliminally weird. There's a band I've listened to called Joy Again, and they're kind of similar. They're kind of deceptive. They're, you know, you've got these kind of like weird, goofy, psychedelic electric tones that come out of nowhere, interrupting the kind of cottagecore, plucky guitars and banjo. And the whole thing oscillates between like a surreal vibe of indie country and alt pop. Did the initial sound of this album end up becoming the record which has just dropped across the internet, or do you have to do quite a lot of tinkering with the initial sound?
No, I think it was like a continuation of Brave Star, like the last album that I did, which sort of was similar in the sense that it's these songs and then there's like trippy stuff going on in the background. But this one is more, I wanted the like drums and bass and stuff to feel more like, more soft but more punchy at the same time, and a bit like boxing gloves or something, you know.
Mm.
And but then it's almost like having that in front of this crazy landscape of swirling sounds.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. And so that was just kind of like the architecture of it, or if you will.
Mm-hmm. Now, it does feel like it's kind of you're feeling like it does. Whenever I listen to it, I feel like I was a bit lost, like in my mind I was like, oh my god, where am I going? Which I think speaks to some of the themes on here, There's the track Rock and Roll Baby, which is about how, you know, hectic and absurd and sometimes unrewarding a career in music can feel. And I spoke to Fan Andrews yesterday from the Vales, who kind of echoed some of the same sentiment. What keeps you coming back to a career in music?
I love making music. I don't think I can do anything else,
mm-hmm.
really. Like, I just really enjoy making stuff. So, I don't know. Something about making music helps answer my place in the universe, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And
and there's a joy in creation there as well.
I think so. It's like, yeah, weirdly grounding for me to make things, just to keep interpreting the world and trying to make sense of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, on here you are kind of interpreting some of the parallels between your family's historical displacement after the 1929 Murchison earthquake, as well as your own exodus from Ōtautahi after the 2011 quakes. How long did it take for you to realize that these parallels existed, and what do you think you've learned from them?
I always thought it was interesting that there are these funny parallels, yeah. And then also the other thing is, like, my family were, like, deep into the gold panning scene. And that's what they spent years doing, trying to get wicked rich, I guess, looking for gold in the rivers and stuff. But I was thinking about my life being
a
musician. Oh, being and sort of like me mining my life for nuggets of gold and to turn into musical pearls of wisdom or things. So I guess that's kind of another thing, but I think it's just finding these little threads that kind of roll through and probably in a bid to better understand myself.
When you moved to Tamaki Makaurau, was an element of that move that it's not a particularly prone quake prone area?
No. Well, there is that. I mean, that I think one thing is that natural disasters or whatever can happen anywhere at any time and. Yeah, I don't. Nothing's a given.
Yeah,
I guess it's a spooky way to look at it. Stephen King way of looking.
It's very liberating as well. Carpe diem and all that.
Sure.
I'm really loving the themes of the track "Love," in which, you know, love is a very connecting kind of guiding force. It's very, very puritanical in how lovely love is. With that one, did you just want to make something a bit like a kind of saccharine and, I guess, more straightforward?
Yeah, I think so. It's like a little bit of a, like, comment or, like, love is all these wonderful things, and love can also be a source of a lot of sadness in the world. And if anything, it's sort of like a little bit of a thing for me to remember that when I'm feeling somewhat disconnected or whatever, that there are people around who still love me.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really beautiful sentiment, and I wish more people would realize that and maybe contact friends they haven't contacted in a while. You know, that's something we should all be doing. On the closer here, you're lamenting something holding you back from kind of doing your thing, and that seems to be responsibility and kind of bureaucratic admin. Do you feel like you're getting on better with those two things today?
Yeah, I'm better. I'm getting better at admin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In my life, I'm making more space for it. Or maybe feeling like admin isn't as scary as it used to be. But, it's sort of just wanting to get on with things you want to do.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I wish, sorry.
No, I was just saying, when the year, sometimes I think when the new year rolls around or whatever, it's kind of like can feel confronting or sort of a weight of expectation about what you're going to do differently this time or something, and sort of just like the just let me get on becomes kind of like a hope it all works out and goes well.
Me too. I you know, with the rise of AI, I really wish they focused more on just kind of completing banal admin tasks for people rather than, you know, replacing our entire creative industry.
That's a really good observation.
It seems like a much better use of a generative AI tool that can just predict things and model things really easily. Why can't it just work with numbers instead of human creativity? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Are you going to be doing any tour or South Island visit to promote the album?
I'm playing Auckland the 10th, so next week, and Wellington on the 11th.
Uh-huh.
And then in Christchurch on the 12th.
Cool.
But I'm hoping to get to Dunedin later on in the year.
That's the plan. Cool. Well, I'll hold you to that. Thank you for coming on the program, Tom. It's been lovely chatting with you.
Thanks so much.
Cool. Take care. Folks, that was Tom Lark. We're talking about his new record, Moonlight Hotel, which is available for your consumption, for your earballs right now. Here is the closer on the album called Let Me Get On. You're listening to The One coming up very shortly. We have Amy Clark from the University of Otago Women in Business Club coming on for Club Spotlight. Here's Tom Lark. Ka kite.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.